morning. Proverbs 16, verse number 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now, the title of the message this morning might be a little over the top, or maybe not even believed. But I want to preach this morning on permanently happy. And I can just hear minds roaring inside, and that's just an analogy. What? You mean I can be permanently happy? Because that is not something that we know in a reality in the natural realm. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. And anyone that stood at home, praise the Lord. Permanently happy. Some would probably try to chide me and say, that's impossible. Well, I'll let you decide. I understand. I'm going to preach the message. I understand where that's found. And hopefully when I'm done, you'll understand where it's found. Noah Webster said about happy, to be in any degree happy, we must be free from pain both of body and of mind. The pleasurable sensations derived from the gratification of sensual appetites render a person temporarily happy, but he only can be esteemed really and permanently happy who enjoys peace of mind in the favor of God. Now you've already getting a little insight on where you're going to be permanently happy. Hallelujah. You're not going to be permanently happy in this world. In the sense of living after this world. You can be permanently happy while living in this world, but not because of this world. The things of this world are temporary. The things of this world come and go. They will pass. The coronavirus will pass. It will be gone. It will be a moment of history. It'll be a time, and this is the new phrase, it'll be a time of a new normal. You see, the world is wanting a new normal. They don't like the reality of God. They don't like the reality that God's in control of all things. And this is why man's trying to be in control of all things. This is why man has always wanted to control man. Because they defy God, don't want to believe in God, and rebel against God. But you will find all those that are in this position and all those that are after this pursuit and all those that listen to these lies, they're not happy. They might find some temporal pleasure in the gratifying of their flesh and in accomplishing the deeds that they want to do, but it's temporary. It always leaves them wanting to do more or finding more or searching after more, but only he who trusteth in the Lord, he is happy. Permanently happy is all intertwined. There's an old song that was sung many years ago, wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up in Jesus. Intertwined in Jesus Christ. Intertwined in the kingdom of God. Intertwined in that peace of God, that joy, that happiness. Permanently happy. And so we see then there's circumstances in the Bible and situations in the Bible that show forth the truth of trusting God and the joy that it brings and the peace of mind. That's what true happiness is peace of mind. Not worried, not in torment, not in turmoil in the mind. You'll be happy because all of our stress is up here. It's not really out there. It's up here. It's what we allow circumstances, situations, and many times people to move us to a mind frame of. Amen? But we got to realize our peace is found in only Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know, that man, behold the man, Pilate said, that man, Jesus. In Romans chapter 4 and verses 20 and 21, Paul begins to write, he says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. This is Paul writing about Abraham. Abraham believed God. He trusted God. He was strong in his faith. He gave glory and honor and praise. Why? He was fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded in your mind that happiness is found in Jesus? Are you fully persuaded in your mind that God can move in such a measure and in his might, in his glory, in his power, in his love, in his mercy, in his grace, right in your mind, to stay that mind and to know it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Hearing from God, letting God's word speak to our heart, speak to our mind, letting God's faithfulness remind us that he has never, ever left us or forsaken us. Hallelujah. And he's not going to start today, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for Abraham, he'll do for you. He'll do for me. It all depends on my mind frame, my attitude, my faith in my God, to whether I'm going to be worrying, fretting, or I'm going to be trusting. Trusting. Notice the text this morning, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. See, that faith factor brings that peace of mind. That faith factor brings that happiness, hallelujah, knowing that God is on my side and God is with me. 2 Chronicles 13:18, thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied upon the Lord God of their fathers. Once again, here's the reality. Those that forsook the Lord, they went under. They got overcome. They got conquered. But the children of Judah, they were prevailing against their enemies because they were relying upon the Lord, God of their fathers. Hallelujah. You see, we got something going on in America today. Well, actually, what's really happened is what Christians are accused of. What's really happened in America is Americans have been brainwashed to think communism and socialistic ways of thinking are better than God's ways. America has been brainwashed with humanism, which is actually a religion, and not just a thought. America's got a problem. She's not happy. And she's looking everywhere except the right place to look. You've got to look unto Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you want to find permanent joy, you want to find permanent happiness, if you want to be permanently happy, you're going to have to find Jesus Christ and then maintain that relationship with him that brings that happiness, that brings that peace of mind. Hallelujah. And so we see Israel was overcome, Judah prevailed. It's the reality of whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen. In Psalms 46, verse 1 and 2, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That's quite a statement, isn't it? No matter what kind of calamity happens to the earth, no matter what kind of circumstances begin to transpire in our weather, I'm not going to be afraid. He's in control. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It's amazing what fear does. I've seen fear in the eyes of people in different circumstances, different situations. Some of them are very, very humorous. You know, the literal cartoon picturing, you know, someone in midair wanting to run but not moving because of the fear. I've seen that playing basketball. I've seen that in my daughter-in-law's eyes before. As we played basketball at the Boys and Girls Club, and here comes a ball soaring through the air, and it's between me and her who's going to get it. And she's trying to get out of the way because she knew what would happen when we both went for it. And she's trying to get out of the way, and her eyes are big, and her feet are not moving. And the end of the story is I got the ball, and she got the floor. So fear does amazing things. And many times accidents transpire because of fear. In fear, your mind begins to stop. Unless you make it go. Fear is real. Everyone experiences fear. But courage is stepping up one notch and then walking on top of fear. It's not the lack of fear. It's overcoming fear. And so we see, you know, Jesus Christ and our faith in our God. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people do not understand that God is real. They do not understand that Jesus Christ is alive and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he's just as real as you and I are. Wherever you're at, wherever you're sitting, go ahead and peach yourself. Make sure you're real. Because Jesus is just as real as you are. And he's sitting on the throne of God, and he will reveal himself unto you. And he bids us come unto him. If we will but humble our hearts and reach unto him, he will reveal himself. But when we reject him, rebel against him, and try to live our life in spite of him, trying to prove that we can live without God, most miserable are we. I've not found anybody yet that is living without God that is happy. Oh, they have moments of happiness. They have those temporary moments of happiness. I mean, anytime you accomplish a great task. We've been building some cedar fencing around our house, around our pool. And the task was not an easy one in the sense because the heat was so hot. And no matter how early you try to start, you never get done in that span when it's cool. And then the job's never going to get done if you stop and go in the house. So you just got to keep going. You just got to keep going. But now I can stand at my window and at my door and I can look out and I can look at my fence and I'm happy. That's temporal. Lord have mercy, the wind may come, blow it down. I'll just put it, his wife just passed out. I mean, he's a Lord. But the thing is it's temporal. It's temporary. It's brought me joy. It's brought me happiness. It was anguish to start with, and then it's happiness. I mean, it's just like bringing a child into this world in the middle of it. It ain't joy. You know, every husband's been there when the wife wants to bite their head off. Want to hold their hand and they're breaking your bones, you know. I mean, woo. But then when it's all over and the Bible declares this, there's joy. There's happiness. Once again, the pain was temporary and that joy is temporary, and then they become teenagers. That's a whole new story. Praise God. Titus, he's only 12, going on 22. Yeah. I understand. Titus, your dad was a 12-year-old going on 22 before. So I know right where you're at. He thinks he knows where you're at. He's going to find out where you're at. Hallelujah. Praise our God. It's one of those things, until you go through it, you don't really know that much about it. Praise our God. You can read about everything, but until you start experiencing it for yourself, it's an on-hands learning. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're moving on. I'm talking about being permanently happy here this morning. Praise God. Psalms 118, verses 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes. Got news for you. Our government doesn't have the answer. I got news for you. Our president's doing the best he can with what he's dealing with. A lot of people don't believe that, and especially if you're of the persuasion of the other guy, of the other side. Especially if you're of the persuasion that you like humanism more than God, and if you've got like socialism better than working. Yeah, if you don't have much of a work ethic, you might be on the wrong side. To be on God's side, you're going to have to be ready to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Just God's word, just what it says in there. The reality is we don't work to gain our salvation, but you're going to have to work real hard to keep that gift that's been given unto you. The Bible says, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus Christ. That's where the majority of Christianity has their problem. Denying self. This is why the majority of Christianity aren't permanently happy. Because to be permanently happy, you're going to have to learn to deny yourself, and you find the joy of the presence of God in your life. Hallelujah. A lot of people think, well, I'll never be happy if I deny yourself. You ought to try it sometime. Being in surrender to Jesus Christ and knowing you're in surrender to Jesus Christ is the greatest joy on the face of the earth. Knowing that God is for you is one of the greatest pieces of mind you'll ever find. But on knowing that you're not doing right is the greatest misery you'll always walk in when you could have peace, when you could have happiness instead. But you choose to disobey, you choose to do your own thing, you choose to do your own will, that's not permanently happy. That's permanently miserable. And so many say, well, I tried Christianity, but it didn't do anything for me. You didn't try Christianity. You tried your own version of self-righteousness, but you didn't try Christianity, because Christianity is where you surrender to Jesus Christ, allow Him to come into your heart and take control of your life. Hallelujah. And when Jesus is in control, that's when it's permanently happy. That's where you'll find the peace that passeth all understanding. And it will keep your minds, because it's Christ Jesus that we're living for now. Praise our God. Psalms 37, 23 and 24. The steps of good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Permanently happy is because the steps are ordered by the Lord. And permanently happy is because he finds happiness in God's ways. Glory. So hopefully we're understanding here this morning that permanently happy totally depends on my position in Jesus Christ. Am I in the position of obedience? Am I in the position of praise and glory and honor being brought to my Savior? Am I in that position of not my will but thy will be done and finding the joy thereof? Or am I in the position of doing a little for Jesus and more for me? Not listening to God's word, not listening to the Spirit of God, not even trying to change my ways. Oh, we've got to understand to be permanently happy means to be permanently in Jesus Christ. Permanently surrendering to Jesus Christ. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Everyone's going to have trials, tests, temptations. But that doesn't mean you can't be happy in the midst. Actually, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Oh, yeah. The reality of who Jesus is, how many like when you overcome something? When you apply yourself to a project or deed and you do it and get it done. Or you set a goal for losing weight and you do it. How's that make you feel? Hallelujah. It's the same way for the child of God when they walk in victory. When the trial comes and they rise up and trust in the Lord and listen to Jesus Christ and they make it through, that's that same joy. That's that same peace. That's that same happiness. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. You see, the seriousness of your walk with Jesus Christ will determine how much happiness you experience while on the face of this earth. It's all tied up in Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verses 11 through 13. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Jesus is making a reference to the transition that's happening. John the Baptist was the greatest prophet the world had ever known, because he come on the scene preaching repentance, bringing men and women face to face with their sin, and letting them know the Lamb of God has come on the scene. Jesus says, at this point in time, there is great violence coming against the kingdom. All the religious realm, Sadducees, Pharisees, high priests, all the Old Testament commands were being brought to light of how much more God wants to work in the heart and the life of a man. Not just a law that says thou shalt not, but a power that says I can. You catch that? The law given said, thou shalt not. The New Testament is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. It's a next level. It's a higher level. We got too many Christians wanting to live under the old covenant. Thou shalt not. You realize all criticalness rides on the back of the law. Thou shalt not. Why not go ahead and start proclaiming you can overcome? You see, we got to live in the realm of the New Testament. The grace, the truth, the mercy, the power from on high, the surrendering to God. I mean, it's been talked about in our devotion, prayer devotions, how we have access now. Hallelujah. And we can now be in the presence of our God, build our relationship with Jesus Christ and the Father via the Holy Ghost. I mean, he has provided the greatest plan of salvation for mankind, yet mankind still rejects it. I was thinking about it when we were singing the song about the manna from heaven come and die. And I remember the story of the children of Israel, and God was giving them the best thing they could ever have, the best thing for their health, the best thing for their nourishment, the best thing for the situation they were in. God brought manna every day. And what did the children of the Israel do? They loathed the manna. They got tired of the manna. I could probably take you to a few households. They loved their manna. They were thankful for their manna. Joshua and Caleb. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, said Joshua. I believe Joshua gathered his manna, praising God, rejoicing in God, and thanking God for manna. While the rest of the crowd was saying, oh, we got to eat manna again today. As I read the Bible, as I try to understand what it says about that manna tasted good no matter what your taste buds liked. It was their mind that got to wondering about other things instead of rejoicing in what God has brought and what God is doing. Hallelujah. You see, permanently happy is rejoicing in what God is doing. rejoicing in what God is asking, rejoicing in what God is revealing, rejoicing in your God brings you permanent happiness. Hallelujah. And so we see that violence comes to take it away. The enemy comes to steal your joy. He comes to steal that happiness. He comes to steal your allegiance to Jesus Christ. He comes to bring doubt, fear, and unbelief. And it's all these things that steal our happiness. Praise our God. Luke chapter 7, verse 20 through 23. And when the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? It's even John the Baptist, the greatest man, the greatest prophet, had moments of doubt, moments of fear, moments of unbelief. And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. So in other words, Jesus didn't answer them immediately. He just began to work his wonderful works. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way. Tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor, the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And that word blessed means happy. Happy is he that is not offended in Jesus Christ. Does Jesus Christ offend you? Then you're not permanently happy. Does God's word offend you? Then you're not permanently happy. You see, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you want his word. It is not offensive to you, but it brings joy to your life. Hallelujah. Because it is your desire to please God, to serve God, and to do everything God wants done. Psalm 34, 8 and 9. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. There's your happiness again. The goodness of the Lord. And trusting in that goodness. Verse number 9. O fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. Praise our God. I'm going to close with a few quotes from some couple different individuals. C.S. Lewis and A.W. Tozer. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself. Because it's not there. There is no such thing. Reality of permanently happy is only found in God. It's only found in Jesus Christ. It's only found, and here's that wonderful word, surrender to Jesus Christ. A.W. Tozer said, God has charged himself with full responsibility for our eternal happiness and stands ready to take over the management of our lives. Your life a mess? Well, why don't you give God a try and let God start straightening it out and bringing it into the fullness that he created it to be? A lot of times people don't want to admit their life is in a mess because there is an absence of God. Because the definition of evil is the absence of God. And thus, no matter how hard we try to be happy, without God, it's impossible. There will be temporary happinesses. There will be temporary experiences. Temporary gratifying of the appetites. You know, everybody enjoys sitting down and eating their favorite meal. That makes them happy. Smile on their face. Oh, we're having roast. Awesome. Oh, we get steak. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Oatmeal? Oh, great. Woo.
Praise our God.
To others, it's awesome. I've got some raising their hands and some snarling their face here this morning. Praise our God. Letting God manage our lives. And one more A.W. Tozer. No man should desire to be happy who is not at the same time holy. He should spend his efforts in seeking to know and to do the will of God, leaving to Christ the matter of how happy he shall be. Do you realize, I trust you realize here with me this morning, that if we leave the matter of happiness to Jesus Christ, we are going to be permanently happy. Oh, we'll have times of sorrow and grief on the face of this earth while we still live here. But permanently happy is the reality of where I stay and where I live, even though there are times I experience sorrow, grief, and heartache. I don't live there. I live in Jesus Christ. And I rise above my circumstances and my situations through Christ that strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Once he renews my mind, refreshes my soul, What does he do? He's restoring me to permanently happy. It's why we need those times of refreshing from the Holy Ghost of God so that we can get back to that permanently happy mind frame. Knowing it is going to be okay. Knowing God will take me through. He'll either change me, rearrange me, or he will change the circumstances. Just whatever needs to be done. And when we have the mind frame of just whatever needs to be done, we'll be happy. We'll be happy. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Could I have a piano player back here this morning as we're closing our Facebook Live presentation. Looking forward to being back in the house of God with all the saints of God. Trust everyone is doing well according to all knowledge that I